Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a technology presentation from April 2018. Ms. Gabriela Renner, CEO, founder and shareholder, Performance International GmbH presents Better Health and Performance with Cooling Textiles.
Hello again. Welcome to the last session today. I'm talking about an air condition to wear, something more than only a t-shirt which dries faster. I think a little bit we have heard about that today, but I will really take care about this item more deeply. For us, we're coming from a medical part of the industry, so my background is pharmacist, so I'm not a textile expert. We are coming from the healthcare industry, so all we do is taking care about the physiology of the body and what we must do to keep the temperature as stable as possible and keep the body as healthy as possible. Our company, Performance International, is an innovative company. It's a family business. We are here located in Germany, in Ulm, not far from here. We only take care about innovative functional cooling apparel. So we do nothing to produce heat, but to try to take the heat away. It's a new market, as we heard this day. That we have active cooling, as we heard from the Empire manager. We take care of health and performance, and our company is climate neutral since 2013, so we also keep our attention to environment things. Yeah, why don't we care about heat? I think we heard so much today. I will do that a little bit faster. So we have a higher fluid loss, so we sweat, as we heard from Empire, as we heard from Hohenstein. What we also have is we have an increase of heart frequency. For young people, this is not a fact which is very important, but for older people, this is important because if your heart beats faster than normally and the body does that, if it's hot outside, then you have a problem perhaps with your cardiac system. And as older as you are, the problems increase more and more. So there is a higher metabolism rate, so more lactate data, and there's an increase of oxygen and energy consumption, which leads to a lower performance at least. So the result is that you have a lower concentration, you have lower performance, and what we care about a lot is that you have also health problems. You can imagine with the heart frequency, the people who are not so deep in medical purposes, the heart frequency is something which, like, you have an engine of a car, and if you have an engine of a car and it's very, very fast, the frequency of the engine is very, very fast. So you can imagine the car is very strong, which is good, but you have to repair this car in a very, very short time. So if you have a lower frequency, it's like with a tractor, so you can really rent it 100 years, so you have a much, much better health on the long run. And I think this is an important thing. The increase of oxygen is coming also from that fact. So if you lose energy by sweating, and sweating is a process which needs energy, there are sports scientists who say there is 60 to 70% of the energy only going to the sweat process. So you can imagine if you sweat at sports and you lose so much energy by sweating, the battery is lower and lower, so the result of the performance is much worse. Which leads to the idea, what can we do to increase the concentration, what can we do to increase the performance, and how can we get rid of the health problems. There was a lot of scientific data in the meantime. There is a book and also some literature and publications worldwide. In the meantime, I think over 300 studies which say what happens if if there is heat, if there are high temperatures. there were some facts out of these publications. One is that the performance is reduced on 4% for runs of 4 to 30 minutes. So when there is already a big fluid deficit, there's an impairment of medium and long-term endurances. I think that's something we had at marathons or triathlons. It's clear. For that time, it's important. But also the performance is starting from the second sprint. And whoever, I think one presentation was also saying, yeah, Usain Bolt, he's one of these persons, perhaps, who has a lot of strength to do, and he never warms up. So why? Because he loses energy he needs for the last meters of his 100-meter run. The intentional muscle contraction is also an important thing. So if you do something and you want to do that, you have to concentrate. So if you have to do sports and you have to do like high jumping, you have to do something very special. So if your muscle does not do what you want, this makes a big impact in the result of your sports performance. And which is also something which I think it's more paradigm change at the moment, that warm up, which reduces your performance. And my family is coming from athletics, so I think I warmed up, I don't know how much, thousands of hours in my life. I was a bit little lazy, I must say. My father was a trainer, and I was not so much about warm up. And I tried to reduce it as much as possible, and I think it was a good thing. In the meantime, I know that this was good. So, the same thing, there were a lot of studies about what happens with cooling. The performance of studies where they really do an active cooling, so not with t-shirts who dry faster, but with really active cooling, with water evaporation, with ice packs, with PCM packs, with different active cooling measures, you see that there is an increase of performance of 3.7 on average and up to 10%. Which means if there is a world championship, the difference between place one, so the winner, and place eight is 1%. So you can imagine what you can do if you can increase your performance on 3.7 or more. That makes a difference from place eight to place one, or from 10 to winner. So cooling is a very important thing. It sounds a little bit like doping, but it's not. Why not? We talked also about WADA and NADA and all these things, people who care about doping. The difference is that you have a training level which you can achieve in your competition. If it's warm, you don't achieve that. If you can cool you and you save the energy, so you can achieve your training level, which makes really a big impact in the difference between you and somebody else. So this is the effect you can achieve. And as you see, also in the scientific basis, they say, okay, there is a lot of things that they can do by nutrition, you can do something by I don't know which strategies, but you have to have more than 1% of difference. And cooling, as you see, 3.7 to 10%, it has increased, which means the increase of 10% of the chance of an athlete to win. This is what I mean. So the performance effect of a cooling vest, for example, without warm-up is better. This is what I mentioned before. So this is also done in studies. It's not only in theory. And at the moment, it's like that a lot of people do the minimum because they have in their brains, like me also in my last time, that you have to warm up. If you don't warm up, you get injured, you have whatever problems. It's not proved that a warmer muscle has a better chance to survive the competition without injury. But there is a lot of problems with energy. So the best thing is at the moment, and I think in the future, in the next years, in the future, the things will change one year to the other, that you do a cooling during the warm-up. As for example, the Swiss national team who work with our products, or also the German athletic team and others. So they go to a different view from warm-up to cool-down, which is really something which is, changing the paradigm. And recovery, I think this is something everybody can understand more that the recovery has also an effect, because as you know, all the soccer games, everything is shorter and shorter. There are more games in a short time, so they must recover much faster. And the one will be the winner at the last time who is not too much injured athletes. So improvement of recovery is also very, very important. So, which means you have to have something like the product I will present you that cools you and improves body parameters. So you have really to improve the body parameters, not only to say you sweat and then you change to another series, but you have really to prevent the heat and to prevent sweating. And not sweating first, and then with your own sweat, try to cool down. The reason why we have all this health prevention is because we're coming from that healthcare industry. And if I say, for example, there are multiple sclerosis patients, I don't know if you know that multiple sclerosis patients, they have a problem with their temperature. If it's 20 degrees, so a temperature like today, they have really, really problems with their symptoms. So if they can do that, with 21 degrees, they cannot do that. If they go in the cold shower, they can do it again, but you cannot stay in the cold shower the whole day. So if I would say to these people, try to put the t-shirt on and then try to sweat and then perhaps it cools you, this is not enough. And so they need something which really is cold. And you have something which improves concentration and performance. Because by cooling you, as I said, you spare energy, and this will help you to have a better performance and concentration. But it's not only in sports, it's also for workers, it's all for your leisure time, it's for everything you do. So, and before I talk more, I give you the material because, that you see that's really something different. This is a cooling shirt, and you see the upper part is cooling, the lower part not. This is not activated, and this is activated. So if you feel, it's really cold. That's a big difference, right? The temperature on that material is 16 to 18 degrees. And your body temperature, as we heard today, is more or less 30. So you have 10 degrees less than your normal body temperature is. So you really have a cooling, which is still physiological. So we also care not to be too cold. If you get under 10 degrees, if you would take ice packs also, this makes an impact in your immune system. This is something you should not do. But with 16, 18 degrees, it's only a slight difference from 10 degrees, which really makes a difference for your body, for your performance, for your energy, for your concentration, and for your health. So how does it work? There is a three-dimensional network, as you see here. Here, this three-dimensional network shows you that there is something different inside. So what does the material do? The material is a polyester fleece, which has such a mesh, a three-dimensional mesh, and water is attracted to that mesh. And after you have the water molecules in that network, which is really fixed, so it does not change, not by gravity, nothing else, it still stays as it is, you have a very, very big surface of water molecules. And this very, very big surface of water molecules makes it possible to get really the whole evaporative energy water has. Because if you have a sweat drop like that, you have only that surface. If you have a very big surface of molecules in this big, big three-dimensional network, you have a very, very, very big surface. So you have a possibility to get 600 watt out of this material, which makes a very big difference. And you have a really perfect cooling effect, which is not too cold, but it's cold enough to get a different sensation. As you see, there are shirts, there are caps, you can cool the whole body, you can go from up to there. Why is there a different cooling strategies? Why is there pre-cooling, intercooling, dual cooling? Pre-cooling means that you cool before your performance, so before, like the warm-up, you cool before your athletic, before your competition begins. Intercooling means you cool in the breaks, which makes also a big, big impact. And you cool during your race or during your sports activity or during work, which means dual cooling. So there are different cooling strategies also, and you can do, depending on what you have to work or what you have to do for sports, you can change that. Fast cooling, better recovery, the same thing. So you can cool your legs, your upper legs, your lower legs, so you don't need these ice tons where you get wet and everybody is in the same ice ton. It's very hygienic. So you can have your own cooling chaps, your cooling boots, and yeah, and cool you down from the body heat you have. This is a study we did, but not only we, it was a study from the University of Münster. Because, and I'm very honest, at the beginning I have not believed in that. Because, as I said, I come from athletics, I warmed up thousands of hours, so I was very, very skeptic, and I said, okay, if something really works, I want to see it in studies. I'm a pharmacist, so in pharmacy you must always do studies. So this is what we did at the beginning, and there we see we had a controlled study with 15 candidates. They had to run two intervals. So they had to run 20 minutes, they had a break of 20 minutes, and another run of 20 minutes. Everything was measured, so lactate data, body temperature, and oxygen uptake, which is a sign for the energy you need for an activity. We had four different situations. One, controlled situation, for sure, no cooling. Pre-cooling, as I said before, 20 minutes before they started, there was a cooling time of 20 minutes. Intercooling, the cooling in the breaks, which means you have a break where you cool you down in these 20 minutes, between the 20 minutes ones. And you have the fourth way, you have a pre- and intercooling, so you cool before and you cool in the breaks. This is, for example, something that the Swiss national soccer team does. They cool themselves in the warm-up, and they cool again in the break. And as you perhaps saw in the European Championship, they cool then again before the prolongation. So, and this is what Professor Joch and Professor Ückert did. This is the idea of the lactate levels, but we have the same pictures also for the body temperature as also for the oxygen uptake. And you see here, there is a big difference. You have the red one is the version without cooling. So the lactate data is the highest. If you cool not before, so do no pre-cooling, the situation is the same for sure. But if you then cool with our Equaline cooling vest in the break, you see that the lactate data go down and it still keeps with the next track 20 minutes run. And also at the end. If you say, okay, then we start with pre-cooling, as I said, warm-up minimum, but in this case they really cool down without warm-up. So you see that the lactate data is much better than without cooling. This is the orange line. And in the break there was no cooling anymore, but still in the second race and at the end, and this is 60 minutes later from beginning, you still have an effect of the lactate data of the athletes. If you cool before and in the breaks, this is what happens with the dark blue line, you see that there is a difference all the time, and you don't have these up and down and up and down, you really have a more or less line, and this is the best thing for the body, not to have this up, down, up, down, up, down, but really to have a very stable situation for the body. After that, I was convinced a little bit more, and then I told them, I said, okay, I want to see that in a 1 hour run of 30 minutes, what happens. So what they did, they take some soccer players from the regional league in Germany and let them run 1 hour around in the stadium 30 degrees outside. I think they were not very happy to do that because soccer players without ball, this is not a good idea. And also, it was very hot and they were not very happy. But you see, with cooling vest, the situation was much better. So the energy loss was optimized. As I said, you lose energy by sweating. What happens if you wear a cooling vest? You have a performance which is in a medium of more or less 5% better, and the top performance was 10% more. So which means they had, instead of 8,000 meters in this hour, the persons had 800 meters more, and everybody who knows only to run 1 meter more in the same time, which makes difference. So they had a better body temperature, and they had a better heart frequency. So also the health parameters were better. And the lactate data was also better. So there was still a little space to the top. Yeah, and also for recovery, this is the next thing. Also that was better. Without cooling, after the second race, the lactate data level even get up. With cooling, the lactate levels really decreased fast. And we did that with Claudia Pechstein, an ice skater in Germany, which does a performance test. And also, these data were much better. So the faster, the decrease is faster. And you have a much better situation. This is one of the Decathlon persons from the German Athletic League, athletic team. Yeah, this is there was a live test before Rio 2014. We did a lot of tests with the Swiss national team. In the meantime, also the American team and the Irish team has our materials that they pre-cool with a Cooline T-shirt. The stuff on the trainers, as you see here in the back, you see these dark or violet things. The violet things are the players, which really we have to run 20 minutes in warm-up. And all the people which you don't really see because they are orange, here in the back was Mr. Hitzfeld, the trainer. You see that they are much warmer, although they are only standing on the field. They have not done anything. Also here you see the people coming, well, the players, they are darker, so they are cooler, instead of the trainers and the staff, which was only standing around and was much hotter. Temperature of their body was much hotter than the body of the players. So this is something which you can achieve also with the 20 minutes warm-up. And we also asked the players, because the doctors and the physiotherapists wanted to know, do the players accept that strategy, because it's very different from everything they did before. And as you see, the comfort and the handling of the shirts, they liked, but there were also some players who said, I don't like it, normal. But you see what happened when they were asked, what about the performance after the warm-up today with cooling in comparison to earlier times without cooling? You see that really the 100%, also the ones who didn't like it, said, yeah, but the performance was better. So it's very easy, because the question is now, why is this cooling, which I gave you? It's very, very easy. You have to have 5 seconds and a liter of water, that's it. The high tech of the whole situation is that you can keep the water in the material and it's dry outside. This is the high tech. So what we do is we put pour the water on the top of the product, change on the other side, pour the water also, you roll it in. By rolling the product, the water attracts into the three-dimensional structure. And after that, you take a towel or whatever you have and rub it a little bit so that it's dry outside, and then you can use it. So it's faster than hand washing. And you can do it everywhere, with every water you have. It doesn't mention if the water is different. The products are washable. This is also very important. Because most cooling vests in the market are not washable. They are antibacterial and hygienic by a special silver finish we add to that. And you can also do it to dry cleaning. You can. The only thing you should not do, but not because it's bad for the product, but it makes no sense. It makes no sense to do it in a dry cleaner. Because if you do it try to get the water out by pressure, it doesn't work. So you can press how much you want, but there's no water coming out. So this makes no sense. So hang it outside somewhere, doesn't matter where, that's it. Yeah, and then you can boost the effect even if you want. We had one game in Rio 2014 with a Swiss team. They had to play in Manaus. It's against Ecuador. And Manaus is in the rainy forest, so there is 100% humidity. And they were very afraid and said, Gabi, what do? We have to play there. And everybody was completely afraid. And we said, okay, we have something which is, not invented by me, but invented by a physiotherapist of the German national team. But they were not allowed to use the things because of Adidas. So, and they invented that and said, okay, what can we do? We have a three-dimensional structure which has a big surface. So try to do it in a very simple way. Only put some ice, crush ice in zipper bags. Do it like a lasagna inside of the cooling box. And wait 20 minutes. This is a time you're not achieved with any other cooling material. PCM also takes hours to get rid again. Also ice packs need 3 to 4 hours. So in really 20, 30 minutes, the products have more or less 10 degrees. So you have another 10 degrees which you can use. And this is what they did, and they were very happy with that. So also if there is high humidity, you have a possibility, a mobile way with a simple cooling box where you can exchange one piece against each other, and you have always a cool cooling textile which is smart, which is smooth, which fits perfectly, and which is very lightweight. And there is no handling, no action, nothing needed. We had a cooperation with the Mammut, which, for example, put the material in their in this part of the product, so only as a headband. But also that was something which won the last years, so you can buy that product in the market. And we had a lot of bike professionals in Qatar, like the German team, for example, but also the Trek team and American, and also the Bikla team from Switzerland, or also the Paralympic silver and gold medal winner, and the gold medal winner from Germany. So a lot of people in the meantime use this technology. They not talk so much about, and we don't sponsor them. This is something I must say, because we are too small company at the moment to say we sponsor of millions of dollars to teams. They all buy the products from us. Okay. Also, the Lotus Formula One team, the German athletic team, the Irish team, I said they won against Italy. They were so happy. They were really excited. And we also were delivering the German Olympic team in Rio. But we also deliver our products to Daimler, VW, BMW, Thyssen, Evonik, every company who has hot working places, because there are much more people suffering from heat, not in sports, but at work. Because in sports, you can stop if you want, you can train after in the evening, but if you have to work from 8 to 5 and it's warm, you cannot disappear. Yeah, and a lot of people who has medical problems, who has multiple sclerosis, Parkinson, cardiac problems, vein problems, menopause, a lot of medical things which have also a high value from cooling textiles like that. Yeah, it's like an air conditioner to wear, I said. It's climate neutral. As I said, we also care about the environment. So what we do is that we try, if we have something against heat, we don't want to fire the heat on the other part. So everything we do, every production, everything is calculated, and we do gold standard products to cover that. You can perform always on your best level. In extreme situations, extremely easy in some minutes, and extremely effective. Yeah. That was the presentation. So, thank you very much. Do you have any more questions?
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.com. Copyright April 2018 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.